Good morning. That was Kate Shadbourne with The Witch Wife, set to original music, the poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay, and then The Song of Wandering Angus, once again, original music from Kate Shadbourne, and that, of course, is William Butler Yeats. We didn't quite have time for Valentine. We'll pick that up probably next week, but we wanted to let you know that Kate will be performing at the Perkins School for the Blind. It's a benefit tomorrow night in Watertown, and you can find out more information about that at her website, www.katechadbourne.com. Well, it is 9 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and we're going to segue into our Immolk show with couple of pieces of music. One modern one by Steve Ashley called The Candlemas Carol, and then an older one by John Roberts and Tony Barron called A Candlemas Eve, which was actually, I believe, by Herrick back in the 17th century.
Of Candlemas beware, old man, the wind gale and the thaw. And if you think that winter's dead, it's barely been born. If you think that the spring is come with a bright sun in the sky, an icy wind blows icy tears from the corners of your eyes. February clear, here's a hard time of the year. And silver streets are slashed with gold from a sun that's never near. When morning lasts for all the day and the colour of the talk is grey, sunny smiles are hid away till the spring is a shining clear. La 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 la. La 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 la
the mistletoe. Instead of the holly, now upraise the greener box for show. The holly hitherto did sway, let a box now domineer, until the dancing Easter day or Easter's Eve appear. Then a youthful box which now hath grace your houses to renew, grown old surrender must displace unto the crisp and yew. When a yew is out, then birch comes in under many flowers beside, both are the fresh and the fragrant kin to honour Whitsuntide. Green rushes then with sweetest bents and cooler oaken boughs come in with comely ornaments to re-adorn the house. Thus times do shift, thus times do shift, each thing his term does hold. New things succeed as former things grow old.
Yes, John Robertson, Tony Barron there, along with the folks from Noel Sing We Clear with Candlemas Eve from To Welcome in the Spring. And before that, we heard Steve Ashley doing the Candlemas Carol from Stroll On Revisited, an album which fortunately reproduced the original Stroll On a record, along with the Spirit of Christmas and a couple of other tunes. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. February, the month of purification, named from Februa, the great Roman feast of purification. In Gaelic, it's known as Fualach, the month of ravaging wolves. In Anglo-Saxon, it's Selmanath, the month of cakes and now offered to the gods. And February the 1st, as we mentioned, is a Bridget's Day, also known as St. Bride's Day, or Imolc, which means in the belly. And this has led some people to say that spring is in the belly of a winter. But as Steve Ashley's song warns, is we've still got two more months of cold and snow. And despite the lovely weather we have out here, in great contrast to last winter, it is not going to last. And by Friday, we should be back in the icebox. So, the Celtic feast of Spring's Awakening, St. Bridget, or a Bride of Kildare, is said to have helped the Virgin give birth to Jesus, whence she's the protector of pregnant women and midwives, and to have kept Mary's cows, whence her title of Christ's milkmaid. The saint's pagan namesake and predecessor, the Celtic goddess Bridget, was also associated with fertility, childbirth, and cattle. On her feast day, which is the Gaelic spring festival of Imolc, Highland girls made the last sheaf of the previous harvest into images of her, which were laid in a decorated cradle called Bride's Bed. This is the day of Bride, the queen will come from the mound. This is the day of Bride, the serpent will come from the hole. On this mystic day, adders were believed to abandon their winter's lairs, and the oyster catcher birds, called in Gaelic Killebreed, or the servants of Bride, made their appearance, bringing spring with them. Now, what about this thing of Candlemas? Well, according to the church, Candlemas, or St. Mary's Feast of the Candles, officially the Feast of the Purification and the Presentation of Christ in the Temple, takes place on February 2nd. 40 days after Christ's birth, the Virgin Mary ritually cleansed herself and presented her child in the Temple at Jerusalem. There she met the aged Simon, who prophesied that Jesus would be a light to lighten the Gentiles. Today, therefore, lights and candles are blessed in churches, and candlelit services and processions are held. On Candlemas Day, plant beans in the clay, put candles and candlesticks all away. By this season, it has grown light enough to do most inside work without candles. If it brings snow and rain, winter is gone and won't come again. If Candlemas Day be clear and bright, winter will have another flight. Fine weather today is to be feared, since it shows that the worst of winter is still to come. And you may note that we have a Groundhog Day here. And for those people who think they have to travel to Pennsylvania to meet a Punxsutawney Phil, not so. We have our very own groundhog here in Massachusetts at the Drumlin Farm. And you can find out more by Googling Drumlin Farm. February the 3rd is St. Blaise's Day, or Blaise Day. And he was traditionally a bishop of Sebaste in Armenia, who on his way to execution miraculously cured a boy who had a fishbone lodged in his throat. He is therefore invoked against all throat ailments. And on his day, some churches hold ceremonies of blessing the throats when hallowed candles are tied into the shape of a cross and touched against the throats of sufferers. So you note that there's a whole thing of light and bonfires and candles on the first 3 days of February. The Calendar of Shepherds of 1604 notes, good for the throat, honey, sugar, butter with a little salt, licorice to sup soft eggs, hyssop, a mean manner of eating and drinking, and sugar candy. Evil for the throat, mustard, much lying on the breast, pepper, anger, things roasted, lechery, much working, too much rest, much drink, smoke of incense, old cheese, and all sour things are naughty for the throat. February the 4th, the land needs rain this month, and snow is even more beneficial. Snowdrops are now blooming. February, fill the dike, either black or white, but if with white, 'tis the better to the like. If February gives much snow, a fine summer it doth foreshow. If on February there fall no rain, 'tis neither good for hay nor grain. Snowdrops, also called Candlemas bells, February fair maids, snow bells, and snow piercers, now bloom in many places, and Welsh border people gather bunches of them to purify the house. Now, some people believe that snowdrops are known as death flowers, perhaps because they grow in churchyards, and there it is held dangerous to pick them. February the 5th, St. Agatha's Day, seek cures for sore breasts. According to the legend of St. Agatha, she was tortured by having her breasts cut off, and she is often shown carrying the severed organs on a platter. So she is invoked against breast disorders, and because her breasts were mistaken for bells or loaves, is also the patroness of bell founders and bakers. February the 6th, about Candlemas Day, every good goose should lay. It is observed of geese that in case the waters are frozen up, as in some hard winters they are about their treading time, then the most part of their eggs will prove addled. The reason is said to be because the goose proves more fruitful when she is trod by the gander on the water than on the land. And that's from Wurlage's Systema Agriculturae of 1697. February the 7th, this is the season of mass ball games like the Candlemas and Shrove Tuesday, hurling games of Cornwall. And we're going to hear from a tape that I procured over in England, probably, I think, like the first time I traveled there as an adult. It was a cassette tape made in Findhorn and features a number of stories about Bride. And we'll hear the first one, which is Earthshapers. And in the beginning, there is an invocation and a blessing for a breed and a prayer.
I will raise the hearth fire as Mary would. The encirclement of Mary and of Bridget on this fire, on this hearth, and on the household all. Who is that anear me? The King of Life, he himself it is. Who is that at the back of my head? The Son of Life, without beginning, without time. She has many names. Bridget, Bride, Bridie, Brige. And for thousands of years, on this night, the Celts have celebrated her festival. For the Celtic day begins with the sunset. And on the eve of Bridget's feast, it is traditional to prepare a bed for her. And by the door, two women call out into the darkness.
Bride's bed is ready. Let Bride come in. Bride is welcome.
We welcome you, Bridget. And we pray for your blessing, new life to conceive. Oh, mother of poetry, teach us your art, that pure inspiration of magic, you stand by the fire, and you shape the bright
springtime to quicken
one of the oldest of the Irish stories from the Book of Invasions tell of how Bridie helped shape our earth. It is a true story. If you do not believe, you should leave our company rather than hear unbelieving. In Tir na mBo, the land of the ever-living heart, all the children of the goddess Dána had gathered to hear Bridie sing.
A star newborn, a splendor upspringing out of the night. Is it a wave from the fountain of beauty upflinging form of delight? Is it a glorious, immortal bird that is winging hither its flight? It is a wave high crested, melodious, triumphant, a star, rose-hearted and joyous, a splendor risen from the night. It is a flame from the world of the gods, and love runs before it, quenchless delight. Oh, let the wave break, oh, let the star rise, oh, let the flame leap ours. If our hearts be wise to take and to keep.
Into the silence, Angus spoke. Strange indeed are your words, Bridie, and stranger still your music. I felt myself carried down steeps of air, till Tir na mBo was like a half-remembered dream. I felt the breath of strange worlds on my cheek, and always further, further, the louder became your voice. This was not you singing, Bridie. Tell me, whose song is this? My song, said Bridie, is of the earth. The earth, cried the doctor, is not the earth in the pit of chaos. Who has ever looked into that pit or stayed to listen where there is neither silence nor song? O shepherd of the star flocks, I have stayed to listen. I have shuddered in the darkness that surrounds the earth. I have seen the black hissing waters and the monsters that devour each other. I have looked into that groping, writhing adder pit of hell. The light that pulsed around the lords of the Tuatha De Danann grew troubled. Tell us no more of this place, O flame of the two eternities. Let thought of it pass from your mind as a dream passes. O silver branches that no sorrow has shaken, let me tell you one thing more. The earth wails all night because she has dreamt of beauty. What dream, O bridie? The earth has dreamt of the white stillness of dawn, of the star that goes before the sunrise, and of music like the music of my song. O morning star, said Angus, would I had never heard your song, for now I cannot shake thought of this place, the earth, from my mind. And why should you, Angus the ever young, you who clothe yourself in all the colours of sunlight, are you not fain to look into the darkness? Are you not fain to hear the thunder of abysmal waves? Will you not bring your gladness to this pit? Angus did not reply, but reached above himself, and plucking a blossom from a branch, blew on it, and it became a bird that circled about him singing. Then Medea, the red-maned, arose, and shook out his tresses till he was clothed in radiance as with a golden fleece. I am fain to look into the darkness. I am fain to hear the thunder of abysmal waves. Then come with me, said Bridie, for I will lay my mantle about the earth, because she has dreamt of beauty. I will make clear a place for your mantle, said Medea. I will throw fire amongst the monsters. I will go also, said the Dachta, who is also known as the Green Harper. And I, said Oma, the splendor of the sun. And I, said Nuada, wielder of the white light. And I, said Gwaithmu, the wondersmith. Together we will remake the earth. It is well said, cried Angus. I would go myself, if only you had the sword of light. We will take the sword of light, said Bridie, and the spear of victory, and the cauldron of plenty, and the stone of destiny. We will build power and wisdom and beauty and lavish heartedness into the earth. It is well said, cried all the shining ones. We will take the four jewels. And from that cloud-fair city in the east of the Tuatha De Dan in heaven, Oma, splendor of the sun, brought the sword of light. And from the south, that flame-bright city, Nuada brought the spear of victory. The Dachta brought the cauldron of plenty from the west, from that city that has the stillness of deep waters. And Medea brought the stone of destiny from that city in the north that has the steadfastness of adamant. Together, the shining ones descended like a rain of stars till they came to the blackness that surrounded the earth. And looking down, saw below them, as at the bottom of an abyss, the writhing, hideous, contorted life that swarmed and groped and devoured itself ceaselessly. And from that pit of turmoil, all drew back, save Medea, who, clutching the spear of victory, descended like a flame into the darkness. As men tread grapes, so did Medea trample that monstrous life underneath till he was covered to the crown of his head with blood and foam. And he whirled the spear of victory about his head till it became a flaming wheel from which flames and sparks leapt out and turned that murky darkness a blood red, a crimson red, a rose red. And Medea arose a ruby splendor and said, Bridie, lay down your mantle. I have made clear a place for it. Bridie laid her mantle upon the earth. It spread itself like silver flame. All that was foul drew back from the silver flame at its edge. It is likely it would have covered the whole earth. But Angus, the youngest of the gods, had not the patience to wait. He leapt down and stood with his 2 feet on the mantle, and the silver flame told to miss that rose about him. Angus ran through it, laughing, calling on the other gods to join him, drawn by their laughter. They too came down, and the swirling mist was about them, and they saw each other through it in strange, fantastic images, as if in a dream. The Dachta reached into the cauldron of plenty and drew forth his hands. They were full of green fire. Cauldron, he said, you have the gift that is always right for the earth. And he spread that greenness as a sower scatters seed. As the Dachta sowed, Angus picked up the green fire, piled it into heaps, scooped out hollows and winding ways. He let it trickle through his fingers, and it glittered with all the colors of starlight, blue and purple, yellow, white and red. While the Dachta sowed and Angus played, Mananan saw that the exiled monstrous life had lifted itself up and was peering over the edge of Bridie's mantle. Strange glowing eyes that jeered in the darkness. Mananan took the sword of light and drew it from its scabbard, and he advanced its gleaming edge against that chaos. It fled, hissing in the spume, and a great wave rose up out of the ocean to greet that sword. A second time Mananan swung the sword, and a second wave, green as chrysolite, sweet-sounding, murmurous, flecked at the edges with amethyst and blue sea foam, rose to greet the sword. A third time Mananan swung the sword, and a third wave rose to greet. A slow wave, unbroken, continuous, white as crystal, rose and fell. As the slow wave fell back into the sea, Bridie lifted her mantle of silver mist, and the Dedannan saw clearly the land on which they stood. It was an island covered with green grass, with gentle rolling hills, scooped out hollows and winding ways. This is our home, they said. We will live here and make beautiful things so that the earth may be glad. And Bridie took the Stone of Destiny in her hands. It gleamed white as crystal. I will lay this stone here, she said, that you may have empire. She placed the stone on the grass, and it sank into the earth. Sweet music rose up about it. All the scooped out hollows and winding ways filled with water, rivers that leapt and sparkled, lakes that trembled into stillness. Angus dipped his finger into one of the lakes. I would see here, he said, the fish that swim in the well of knowledge, and trees from the land of the silver fleece. It is an idle wish, said Oma the wise. For the fish of Conla's well are too bright for this land, and blossoms that grow on silver branches would wither here. We must listen to the earth and learn her secrets and fashion dark, strange trees. Yes, said Nuada, we will fashion other trees, and under them will go deer that have not horns of gold. We will make ourselves the smiths and artificers of this land. We will beat out the strange life yonder till there is nothing unbeautiful left in this whole world. We shall build islands to the north and to the west, and round them all shall go the three waves of Mananan. It is good work, and we will stay to do it. But Bridie must go. For she is the flame of delight in Tiernamo, Tiernan Og, Tirfotun, and all the other worlds. Yes, said Bridie, I must go. But before you go, said Oma, give us a name for this land, and tie also a knot in the fringe of your mantle, that you may remember us. Your land, said Bridie, is the land of destiny, and its other name is the White Isle. But always you shall know it as Ireland. And then Bridie tied a knot in the fringe of her mantle, this knot that we tie still on this feast day of Bridget. in remembrance of the four jewels that she brought us. The sword that lies beside King Arthur, asleep under the Eildon Hills, awaiting his return. The spear of victory planted in the earth, which has grown a great and powerful tree. The cauldron, the chalice, the grail that is within all our hearts, if we will but search. And the stone of destiny, on which to this day our kings and queens are still crowned. But no longer, at her coronation, is our queen given a white wand, as Bridie holds, as Queen of Heaven.
Bridie's come, Bridie's welcome, Bridie's come. Breed is welcome,
welcome, breed,
oh, breed is come.
Welcome, breed,
oh, breed is come.
Welcome, breed,
oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome,
welcome, breed
is come.
Oh, breed is come,
breed is welcome.
Welcome, breed
is come.
Oh, breed is come,
breed is welcome.
Welcome. Breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
oh, breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
oh, breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
oh, breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
oh, breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
oh, breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
So we heard from Diana Elena and Peter Valance, the story Earthshapers and an invocation and a beginning prayer for Breed, both of which came from the Carmina Gadelica. Then we heard Lunacy doing a traditional welcome song for Breed. And then we're going to hear an original piece of theirs called Way to the Well.
We will never, never lose our way to the well.
We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise again.
We will never
lose our way to the well of a memory and the power
of
a living flame. It will rise again like the grasses. Through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight, we shall rise again. We are thirsting for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again like the grasses.
Like the grasses
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight, we shall rise again. We are thirsting,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power.
Like the grasses
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight, we shall rise again. We are thirsting
for
the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power.
It will rise again
like the grasses
through
the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight, we shall rise again. We are thirsting
for the waters of life.
We are moving. We shall live again. We will never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise again like the grasses through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never lose our way to the well of the memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise. It will rise again
like the grasses
through the darkened soil to the
sunlight.
We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never lose our way to the well of the memory and the power. It will rise again
like the grasses
through the darkened soil to the
sunlight.
We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again.
We will never
lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise again
like the grasses
through the darkened soil
to the
sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again.
We will never
lose our way to the well of the memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise again
like the grasses
through the darkened soil
to the
sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again.
We will never
lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise again
like the grasses
through the darkened soil
to the sunlight.
sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again,
like the grasses
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again.
We are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again.
We will never
lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise again,
like the grasses
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again.
We are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again.
We will never
lose our way to the well of a memory and the power.
Like the grasses
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again.
We are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well.
And that was Lunacy with Way to the Well. Two really terrific cassettes put out by these folks. There was talk at one point about trying to make them into CDs, but one of the two people has since died, so it looks like cassettes are the only thing, and at this point you're lucky if you can find them. As for the Flame of Bridget, it was, of course, tended right up through until the Reformation, when it was extinguished, and in the latter half of the 20th century, it has risen again, and there are people who actually tend the flame and keep it going all over the world. A very worthy thing. Our last musical piece from this comes from the Moors. Sharon Pace and Scott Dakota were the Moors and put out a very fine album called The Moors, and since then have gone their separate ways, but did record from, once again, Alexander Carmichael's Carmina Gadelica, The Blessing and Descent of the Goddess Bridget.
Kyrre, ek harre, kas, ek harre, ek harre. Bridget, daughter of the doctor, daughter of Dougal the Brown, son of A, son of Art, son of Con, son of Creara, son of Cabra, son of Cass, son of Cormac, son of Cartak, son of Con. Priyajna Brat, Priyajna Brig, Priyajna Cloch, Priyajna Free. Priyajna Gialicus, Priyajna Kiardach, Priyajna Gialavus, Priyajna Bardach. Priyaj Banjia, Priyajna Bi, Priyajna Shin, Priyajna Bri. Priyajna Gialach, Priyajna Slanich, Priyajna Gialvin, Priyaj Benhi. Bridget of the Mantles, Bridget of the Peat Heap, Bridget of the Twining Hair, Bridget of the Augury. Bridget of the White Feet, Bridget of Smithcraft, Bridget of the White Palms, Bridget of Poetry. Bridget the Goddess, Bridget of Spirit, Bridget of the Fairy Mound, Bridget of Essence. Bridget of the Moon, Bridget of Healing, Bridget of the Common Fire, Bridget the Fairy Woman. Each day and night that I say the descent of Bridget, I shall not be slain, I shall not be wounded, I shall not be put in cell, I shall not be torn in sunder. Haloshk Grimi, Haloshk Chainami, Haloshk Ilmi, Haloshk Gilami. No sun shall burn me, no fire shall burn me, no beam shall burn me, no moon shall burn me. Hava Ushkami, Hava Salami, Hava Liami, Hava Burnami. No river shall drown me, no brine shall drown me, no flood shall drown me, no water shall drown me. This is the day of Bridget, the queen will come from the mound. I will not touch the queen, nor will the queen touch me. The feast day of Bridget, the daughter of Ivar shall come from the knoll. I will not touch the daughter of Ivar, nor will she harm me. Today is the day of Bridget. The serpent shall come from the hole. I will not molest the serpent, nor will the serpent molest me.
And we'll be going out with this edition of Between the Worlds with a piece from Blue Heron and Scott Metcalf. This is music from the Peter House Part Books of Volume 4 and the Gloria from Robert Hunt's Missa Spes Nostra. And yes, Blue Heron is playing this weekend, this Saturday, and tickets are still available, and you can purchase them on the website.
Glory.